this up. I mean, maybe that's why people are complaining, but is that what you mean?
Well, they're not specific, like where your beads are and which piece of object, where you got it and how you got it and what's significant and what it means and all this kind of stuff. Well, if you're the human creator and you don't have a clue, then guess what? If we told you, you probably wouldn't believe it either.
Okay, so...
So we're going to ease off on that and get to maybe some topical appropriate things. Now, all of the engagement and the playing is showing human creators that they have a place where they can have their voice. Okay? Now, that's a benefit. That's a benefit for them. And that's great. We think that's working great, perfectly wonderful, well, blah, blah, blah. But then there's other significant points that can be brought up rather than why my dog is the color that they are.
Hmm. Well, I'm not... Ion compliments everybody. But it turns out Ion was going... Hey, there's a problem here, Bob, but not really uttering. Once or twice you did, he said, all this yelling and wailing. But, I mean, were you...
Okay, so I got to just move it through 10 seconds. I'm deleting names that are mentioned. Okay, that's down. That's...
You're saying a lot of people aren't asking questions.
Well, what do you think?
Well, they do, but it's always about, I don't know. I'm easy about it. I'm not sure.
Well,
what
we are too. We are too. We've played and played and played and played and played, and that's wonderful. But the point is, it's got to be to a service or a function.
Well, how do we get like that? Blogs have never been useful in a way. They always just wander all over the place.
So you started it, why?
So people, I had no idea you'd come in. We did it for the people to talk among themselves.
Okay, so should it be a monitored position? You created it so you can drive.
No, I wanted it. See, Renee and Brian said, hey, there's people on tailgate we'd like to talk to by email. You have permission to give our email to them, Bob. So I sent it out to, you know, 10 or 20 people. Said, you want to talk among yourselves or talk to Renee, they're available. Then Greg suggested, well, maybe we should turn it to forum. And I said, okay, that's good. Then people can talk about Ion. I never thought that you'd come in. And when you came in, that made it better, made it the most unique blog in the world. And I'm happy with it. And anybody, I don't care what they talk about. Ion always has interesting, or you always have interesting responses. So
yeah.
I don't know what you're upset about.
They were going, no, we're not. We're making a point. We're making a point as far as modifying your creation. Now you create it, it's your baby.
Mm-hmm.
And you can adjust it any way you want to, and that's what we're telling you. If you want it to be different, just say how you want it to be, and that's the way it'll be.
Well,
that easy.
I've been on many blogs, or they're called forums, and they've never amounted to anything. Though you find out interesting transitory things, but if anybody tries to control it, it never works. So I'm probably more familiar with that world and accept it than the rest of them. So if they think there should be control made, that's silly, because we never try to control blogs. You just find and pick what you want or what you get out of it. I have more time than me. Some people are busy, they don't have much time, and they don't like wandering stuff. Well, I don't even count when she went on the Physicians Online back in 95. She quickly got off because just everybody is sort of attacking and showboating each other. She didn't really, never had time to enjoy a blog or a chat. So I do, but I have the time. So it never occurred to me to have standards. So I'm not really, it's almost like you don't know this is the way blogs are. Everybody goes off on their own little thing, and occasionally something, you get something out of it. I wouldn't know where to, how to direct it.
No, Bob, you created it, so you don't have to know how to. If everything in your world that got created, you had to know how to, that you'd be an amoeba in a pool of spit somewhere, Bob.
Right. And I know that. I would join the unforeseen elements of it all.
Your point is you can adjust it at your will. If it suits you the way it is and it's going the way you like it, okay, fine. No problem.
Yeah.
If you'd like to make a modification in it, then you ask and boom.
Yeah, so I don't know. When you say... And I don't... I might say, well, that's silly, but no problem. I don't have something to say about it. So I'm not sure what you're going to do. I don't know how you would do what you said you were going to try to do something. Well, what are you going to do? What can you do? People just keep asking their questions.
If they'd ask questions, then wonderful. What's going to happen is that we will respond only to questions.
Yeah, I have no problem that we get a bit of ionic silence for a while. Then that's the best way for people to wonder what's going on.
Then they'll be like, uh-oh, we've associated non-physical.
We killed the golden goose.
Okay, that's interesting. Connie, what do you think?
Yeah, I like the fact that Ion sort of pulls back a bit because Bob has to spend all kinds of working time trying to.
Yeah, if you got backed off on the post, I'd have more time for other stuff. Because
yeah.
I am religiously saving it all. It's all pretty good. And you know that you, when you did the Moabite history, and you did the DNA.
Moab.
I thought that I wrote all that. And I checked, and no, it's you just got that from the internet. They were good.
Wordy words. We don't create.
Right. When I first saw it, I thought it would have new stuff in there that no one knew. But it was pretty
obscure. That wasn't what they were asking.
Right.
They have RNA, DNA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the Moab stuff. The Moabites, a lot of stuff from some Bible encyclopedia. Oh, okay, I just thought maybe Ion wrote it all or spewed it out, but you didn't. So it's not hidden knowledge. But what you said...
Which is good, that I didn't want him to be blowing up.
No, I'm talking about the Moabites. Yeah,
the DNA. I'm talking about the RNA DNA.
There's two spewages, the DNA and the Moabites.
Yeah.
But what I think Ion... We did hear new stuff in Hugh's talk when you laid out the stuff that's not in the Wikipedia, I think. You know what I mean? That's the valuable one. And then I saw you post it. Like, you posted that right at the same time or one before the other. And I guess, I don't know what your intention was. It was like, oh, this is on your mind at this point. I'm talking to Hugh about it. So I'll also spew it on the thing because I don't think there was a question about the Moabs. There may have been... Can you explain why you posted it while talking about it with you?
It was significant. And it was about the Moabites because they were trying to find out about, here we go, it was about how...
three Jesuses.
How Taze got a boat without a name whose name was Manasseh.
Oh, yeah, right.
And how all that came and everybody's still trying to figure that all out. Not from not is not, and that's on Bob's chart too. But not.
I just read that an hour ago.
Kind of do is not, and that's Bob's chart. So there we go. Good. See, so if there's a point, then fine. And if there's information, and then they wanted to know about RNA and DNA, so we gave them information, full blown information.
Yeah, that they can get on the Wikipedia. It's nothing obscure.
Well, but they wanted it, so they got it. And then they bitched that they didn't want 14 pages. But then they got a word answer. Well, then they wanted more. They wanted more. And then and I was like, okay, which more did you have in mind?
Okay, so what it is it's like you say, they're not wondering if a non-physical host on a ship body, they're now doing the wanting phase and trying to define how to talk to it.
Exactly.
So they'll struggle.
That falls back to you. And what it falls back to you regarding is if you have a direction regarding it that you would like to be different, you have but to summon the words and scream, nah, and then there it is.
Right.
No problem.
I think I'm kind of ambivalent because I don't want people to get valuable stuff that they didn't pay for. I have that way of thinking. Then I thought it's pretty neat that we're offering it for free, and nobody understands the good stuff anyways.
Yeah.
So I kind of like it being messy and nebulous, because if we said, okay, Chromium 14, whole thread on it, you know, we're not going to do that. So I'm actually getting it clear to myself. I like the vague ramblingness because it means that it never gets purposeful, which will be a threat to Carolyn.
Right. Well, that's right. And that's why sometimes we forward it to her to make sure she's on the know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We let her know only because of that very... We know more of her position than we do of yours, because you don't have one, Bob.
That's right.
And she does. So it makes that very, very simple to go, okay, here we go. Here's the thing. So they're going to get a splash. They're not going to get a whole soaking bath, but they'll get a splash. And then she'll be alerted. Because if they ask the question the way it is now, we're going to answer. Okay, we'll answer. No problem. But at the same time, it's not to undo something. So it can be as simple as, like, where do babies come from? Well, you can explain that to a 5-year-old different than you do someone 17 years old.
Mm. Well,
so it's almost at that degree or level of knowing, but at the same time, there might be. Has there been anything significant come out of the blog that you've saved that you see has a functional capacity of usefulness?
What I was saying to someone, Greg, yesterday, you got to be a... This is what Greg Sanders was saying. He said, Bob, these people, they got this source, and they're arguing about their silly little worlds, and they don't exploit the source. They don't ask, you know, you can ask stuff, you know? Like, he was amazed that people are so trivial in relation to this resource. That was his
view. Who said that?
Greg yesterday.
Greg said, oh, yeah.
Greg... Now,
okay.
See, I'm a little more, quote, sophisticated about it. I know that thinking and all that wanders around. You can't read Finnegan's Wake and Study of the Clue without understanding how the mind goes, and it doesn't. These people think they're going to learn something. You never learn nothing. You kind of learn shifts of ratios. And so
you learn that you don't learn anything.
Right, but you do learn. It's a nebulous, can't be defined. So when Greg is putting them down, I can sympathize with them, but that's not all of me. I say, well, Greg, you're going to find out that what's so important about what you think you're going to know. Where is that going to lead? And so I'm very easy.
Yeah, I mean, he's been teaching the hoppy copy, and that's just not doing any good either, and that's going to need charges for that.
Right, and I look at a few of his, what he was doing with Ion, it was ridiculous. See, it was complicated and all over the place. I wasn't very impressed with what he was doing, the little bit I saw. I'm not impressed with anybody. The only person I'm impressed with in these blogs is me, because I'm detached and I can interact and come in. I mean, I've got the all slack guys, you know, so running around the maypole, and I don't have to do much. So I understand. I'm like not looking for anything, but I enjoy the little gravy that comes in. And everybody else is coming in on various levels of passion, and they're all bumping the wall because they know they're naive about information, about the learning. That's how I see it. So I'm kindergarten kids.
Go like it's going. And
I'm all for you to back off. See, the whole point is to change the environment all the time.
Right.
And that's what I do, or I'm aware, and I'm ready for changes. Other people get all screwed up. Oh, my God, we've changed, you know. But I go with the changes, and I think it's great to have no Ion for a while. That's a new message.
Mm-hmm. Good. And then good. Okay. We like that.
And I noticed that, you know, an hour ago, there was you and Margarita were going on, I think it was, and back and forth. And no, it's not. It's another. Cheryl. What you call herself, a river, Manitou River. She's trying to understand how humans create mosquitoes and all this stuff. It's a good dialogue. And she's going back and forth with Ion, and then she lays in a question, and there's no answer from Ion. And I went, you're not getting further. So If you don't answer, that's great. But here's the frustration. This is the confusing thing for people. They start saying, wow, we can get information from Ion. Then Ion gets flippant with them. And then they back out. He's just flipping. And all of a sudden, over another thread, they see this golden information. Wow, over there, Ion's talking. Why is he talking to that person? It's just ongoing questionings happen with people, confusions and that. I'm more aware of that.
And then you get Doreen's oracle fairy.
Yeah, nonsense.
Blah blah blah, and it's like, what?
Yeah, that's Mother Tarot. You know, the Mother Tarot. There are basically the people look all pretty stupid and immature to me, but I'm corrupted. But the thing is, I wonder, maybe you know, when I start saying, fuck you, Ion, or you sucker, are some of them shocked at that, or they just think it's Bob's nonsense? I'm interested in...
Well, some think that it's being... they would see it, they would be offended, just because they don't understand that words don't make any difference.
Right.
Well, they are the essence of creation, so maybe they do have some meaning, but...
I mean, they might be offended at the tone, or just the word itself, the violence they think
is... Yeah, well, see? I mean, somebody asked a question...
Okay, so we have to break. Unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
We got here Wendy, Allison.
I didn't know you remembered that I was the one who made the suggestions for a blog site. Very cool.
I remember each person that contributed on the way, because I remember the face-to-face interaction. It would be like a new octave would happen.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, I had just come from the Huna thing where it was all about sharing. So that's where I was at then. Yeah, of course. Very good.
And you heard what I was saying. You were criticizing people, and you knew more or whatever, wanted more than the stupid stuff. But then I said, well, I'm not even impressed with where Greg wants to go. It doesn't matter to me what anybody's going to come up try to do, because they're all going to get frustrated eventually.
Sure, I would just be amazed that somebody would say, you know, Ion, my dog comes in the house and it turns left all the time instead of right. And I'd be like,
Then one night it turned right. Oh my God, it turned right. What happened there? Must be an anomaly.
Exactly. Yeah, one of the things, the effects of me living through the evergreens was in dating women, I would, and I remember saying this, I would stop dating a girl because, and these were my words then, they didn't want to grow. They didn't want to make their life better. They didn't want to learn or improve.
They didn't want new words in their life.
Yeah, and I was amazed. You mean you don't want to grow? You don't want something better? I was stunned. So.
Right, so are you here, Allison? And then Unicell, that's Jean. So is Wendy here?
Yes, I'm here, Bob.
That's Wendy, and Allison is maybe not here or half here or something, or she's being strangled by David. Okay, so we'll carry on. It's not many people, but I want to get this into the archive anyway. It wouldn't matter if anybody was here. So I've got to move this through a few seconds.
I'm here too, Bob.
Who's that, Allison? Oh,
well,
Jeannie. Okay.
Madeline.
Oh, Madeline's here. Oh, I got to move the bar down. Just let me get through this, and then I'll look at what's here. Okay. Bring this up. You've got Lynn maybe here, Susanna. Are you guys conscious? Oh, there's Mark. Maybe he wants to speak.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here. What about Susanna? Hey, Susanna.
I'm here.
Do you have any thoughts? What do you think you're listening to? What are you hearing?
Well, I think I'm hearing, I just came on a few minutes ago, so sounds like, was this the beginnings of the thinking about Ion taking a break and going away?
No, it's dupes, and it's, okay, what is the date? It's May 15th, so that is, we start dupes in May, April 22nd, so what we did previously was April 26th with the TV and the early humor and weirdness of the first few days, and with the TV going. Now we've jumped forward to May 15th, and May 5th is when we discovered on a tailgate that there was two JWs at least, so that was a momentous thing. Now it's coming up to 15th. We're going to do one more tailgate May 19th, but the way the tailgates are going, there's been 13 of them, and we're all frustrated with it. Like a JW starts off saying, or Ian says, we need to get more focus. We're not going to answer trivial questions. So the tailgate was becoming trivial. Dupes was becoming trivial. And then we couldn't really make a decision there. And then we decided that Ian may not respond over longer gaps. And then May 19th turned out to be the last one to do because within a few days we had some new projects to do. So we're almost intuiting that we're going to back off on May 15th, though it isn't as cut and dry that it'll turn out to be a week later. So that's what's going on.
Frustration on the inaneness of the...
Yes, the inaneness and this and that. What you're hearing here is an example of us talking about the situation behind the scenes. That's what I'm showing you, how we were trying to figure out what to do with the audience. Because we had a tiger by the tail, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
The same people? Was it the same people that had experience? Because I would expect that from new people coming in, having to grow into the experience. But
no, you're saying, is it the same people? Same people as what?
Same people that have been there for a while. You
know? Oh, yeah, it's all the original first wave of Lionettes. There's like 50 to 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are coming to the tailgate.
Oh.
And we've done 13 tailgates at that point. That's a lot of material. So anyways, I just thought, now I don't know what's coming up next. It's probably some more interesting thing. I titled it, I Am Doom.
Let me just say that if you really listen to the first 15 tailgates, yes, it's all been obsolesced and retrieved, but you will get 95% out of those tailgates of what was presented.
Oh, yeah, there's stuff embedded in there that...
Incredible.
Yeah,
incredible.
That's right. And yet people weren't really getting it. Maybe after repeated listenings. I remember some of the later weaker tailgaters, they listened about a year later. Some of them went back and listened to the tailgate, and they were amazed at what was in there, which they didn't get the first time. But even they got significance out of it about a year later from this point.
Yeah.
What? Yes.
Mark, the last statement was the word means nothing.
Yeah. Then I uncorrected it. Both end.
He did?
Words. He goes, words don't mean anything. He goes, oh wait a minute, that's Chief Dog. Oh, no, they are the core ground of reality. So that's the tactile fucking something there. I don't know what that is, but flip-flopping. Just like they accuse Obama and Bush and every president ever was. That was Ion
flipping.
Yeah, I goes, well, you know, between us, we're so be nothing. That shows you the criminal element we are. And then I didn't realize we're being taped. No, words are very important.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
But what they meant is you do not get affected by other people's social mortar. You know, when they call you names, that's not important. That's what he really means. The name-calling aspect. You know, sticks and stones, you hurt my bones, but names are not going to hurt me.
That's reversed what was spoken earlier,
they hurt
though.
The person who fucking says them. What'd you just say?
You no, you're correct.
Yeah. I like playing on the surface. You know, on the surface sounds like there's a huge hypocrisy there, but think it through. He's talking about words don't affect other people. That's what I meant when they don't mean nothing. They only affect you.
That's the force field that I've been arguing with Jean. She refuses to argue with me.
Well, she probably doesn't know there's an argument, you know, so don't make a conclusion about it.
No, she doesn't. But it's not repelling. It's an attack. It's the words that creates the force field.
Well, I don't know about that. That's a good question.
The force field exists. I don't think.
Well,
that,
wait a minute. Don't make that clear statement. I'm just saying that's something to ask Ian once more. Redo it. Just say I do it all the time. I repeat the question. Do words have force fields? And see what he says.
Good point. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Because a drum stroke creates a force, and they people dance. So is that a force field? They're not repelling me. I do a drum stroke, and they dance, but I create a force field.
Well, that might be percussion or kinetic space. I mean, that might be frequency magnetism. You know, you'd have to dwell on that with ion and bring in all these other factors.
And so
like polarity.
He doesn't. Oh, polarity. Yeah. Well, that deals with the Frank and his words and his symbolism. He deals with the force field, but people are not repelled. You're attracted to it. Some people are repelled to Frank's music.
But I look at it this way. All dialogue is you're walking along with somebody, and then they start saying some things, and they make it a pointed meaning, this is what it is. Your job is just to rebalance them by saying, well, it could be this other side. You're always just, real conversation is just rebalancing people back to the nowhere state, and we don't know, you know. But in the enthusiasm of existence and experience, people get all carried away and start getting, fucking, oh, I'm going to learn this, I got this, now I really know. Your job is
that's partially correct, but with your knowledge or anybody's knowledge, you can steer them to a correct path.
Yes, you can use concepts for a while, knowing that you're pretending the concepts are significant because it's good for them for a while, but in the end, you're going to undermine your own concepts that they were impressed with for a while.
No, it's not pretending. If you know the value and you understand...
No, I don't know the value. I don't want to know anything.
I do. When people come in and ask me, I know the value and I steer them. And
well, that's familiarity with the situation, but I'm not going to make a conclusion about it.
I do it through electrical.
Yours, and that's yours, and you have to... We repel everything with our force field.
Who's speaking?
Well, I don't say... Well, you guys make such crazy statements. Why don't you say make no
statements? No, Bob. When people come in to Home Depot and ask if I can get shocked or killed, I want to make a statement to
value. Oh, yeah, in that context, that's where relationships between objects are observable. But objects themselves are not definable, are not observable. You can't make a statement that this is this and the others isn't. But if you put radios beside a bathtub, you can say, well, if you put that fucking radio in the water and you're in there, that's going to happen. There's going to be a relationship set up. We still don't know what water is, and we don't know what a radio is or what the ceramics are, but if you put the three together, we know this effect happens. Do you know what I mean?
I wanted to know if you're...
You know electricity very well.
I don't know nothing, but I do. I've heard a lot of half-truths. I've heard a lot of fucking half-truths.
Bob, did your... cock ever dry out?
What does that mean?
You said that you put this cock in the bathroom and it would never dry out. It was always wet. Did it ever dry out?
Did I say that my cock never dried out? I don't understand what that means.
He doesn't know what cock is.
But you know what cock is?
In the bathroom.
Your grouch.
Sorry. You don't know what a cock is.
What's a fucking cock?
It's a penis.
Were you saying cock? Was he saying C-O-T-T-O-N?
No, Mark. No, Mark. Our sugary vaginas will never go.
I only know sugary vagina walls. Don't talk to me. I never heard of cock.
No, you're proud. You're bastard. You never dry. You told Jeffers that it never dried out.
You're C-A-U-L-K.
Oh, cocking. Cocking. Oh, yeah. Okay, I know about that. I know about cocking.
You never dried out.
Now, did your cock ever dry out? Oh, no, I don't know. It never dried out.
Greg, cock doesn't go in the boner garage.
Yeah.
That's man cave, girlfriend.
Okay,
the
so the cocking.
Yeah.
The cocking dries out. That's a relationship.
No, it didn't dry out. You said it never did to Jeff Rins because of your breath. I wanted to know if it ever dried
out. Wait a minute. Oh, no, that's right. When you're talking about... that's right. Yeah, I was actually going to bring up the cock right then. I said, oh, well, there is an issue about cocking, but it's sort of been solved, but not solved. We tried to get a cocking. It never worked. It never dried, so we knew we RNA dropped our bathroom, so we can't use cocking. So you're actually right. Yes, no. My cocking never fucking dried out.
Really? Carolyn said they removed the old cocking and put in a different kind of cocking.
And that didn't work. We have no, we got that removed. We have no caulking. We're back to the way it was.
You're caulking.
No place for the boner garage.
Yeah. Yeah, boner garage.
Bob's cockless. Boner.
Yeah. You know, what was interesting, Greg, you know, that the maids and the cleaners and that who were fixing it, they try this, they, you know, well, that's obviously this, you know, this and that. They fix that and it wouldn't work. And they come up with another fucking scenario, another reason. They try that and that didn't work. They all gave up. Left me with holding the bag.
So you brought in a bunch of people to see if they can dry out your cock,
yeah,
huh?
They all tried to dry out my cock, and it just endlessly spewing dism. But the thing is that but what's interesting, I watched them. Each reason would fail, and then
you
they would give
them
up.
To dry out your cock?
No. Listen, each reason would give up. And I was telling them, it's my RNA drop breath. They would not have that. They just left themselves unknowing and saying, well, there's something odd about there, and it cannot be the RNA drops breathing. You know, they block on it.
Of course.
Exactly.
They cock block.
They fucking, I was trying to fuck every one of them, and they fucking cock blocked me each time.
No wonder you asked Ion what a penis was.
That's right. What is a penis?
I can't wait till somebody. Can you picture somebody listening to this on the archives?
Oh my God!
There's something wrong with Bob's cock.
Yeah.
I can't sleep because there's something wrong with Bob's cock.
He can't dry it out.
Well, it's always leaking. Vagina sugar. Well,
yeah.
Cock block with the vagina. Vagina sugar slip? I don't know what it is.
Jenny,
vagina sugar walls, what is it?
With a cock block.
Sugary drag.
Sugary vagina walls.
What?
Sugary vagina walls.
She goes, what? I'm here.
Oh my gosh, the funniest part was
you want to hear something funny?
Silence. Bob's stunned silence of that question that came out of me.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. No, look, you have to look at my amazing directing. I did what is a penis, and then I went to the other side and I said, what is hockey? A social game. You know, show a balanced bunch of questions. And see what Ian would say. Ian fucking got pissed off. He's not a jock. He said, that's fucking funny, yeah, fucking stupid shit. But he knew what a penis was right down to that. It was a muscle.
Well,
the
scrotum
is aggressive. Is that Susanna? Somebody in the middle there is trying to say something.
Yeah, it excreted something from the scrotum or the... And I'm going, really? That's all it is? Is that a sex organ?
Geeky what, Mark?
No, what was Susanna? Somebody was saying something in the middle. In the noise.
Ion said... that they prefer coitus to hockey.
Yes,
no, he didn't.
Yes.
I thought, well, that was a good answer, especially after getting a little, you know, pissy about the...
That was later.
Not about innuendos.
What was the question?
The question was, what was Ion's favorite sport?
What is a penis?
No, exactly. I did. All I said, I asked it, and I said, what is hockey?
Yes. But after that, what is your favorite sport? And I
asked someone else asked that, right? Someone else. I didn't ask. Someone else asked that.
Probably.
Yeah.
You said, would you prefer? Is there a sport you would prefer then?
Yeah, that was you, Bob.
Oh, okay. And then he said coitus, but the
coitus.
Wait a minute. You fucking naive people. You're talking to a Finnegan. We analyze Finnegan's week. You purposely say words backwards and upside down to find out what the other puns are.
Yeah, we don't know what it said. Right.
Yeah, I go, that's a problem.
What? Then you said, what is a penis?
Yeah, I said the words the normal way there, but coitus, you know, when you do Finney's Wake, you learn to say words completely wrong all the time. You unlearn the conditioning of print, of the monotone, of the mono-equitone level. And if you guys overheard a Finney's Wake group, study group, you'd say, these fucking guys don't know English.
No, that is awesomely cool. That is what you want to hear. Yeah,
yeah, that's what you like. That's what you like. You try to do that.
Do you want to hear Do you want to hear a non-Ionette's response to this conversation?
Oh, yeah, okay.
When I said that out loud to you and I said, oh, that's why you asked Ian about what's a penis because you have no cock, and then I heard Ed go in the kitchen. So then I put him on mute, and I explained the situation to him, and I said, well, you know, about the bathroom, and there was no caulking and whatever. And Ed's only response was, he was totally cool with the penis and the caulk conversation, but when I got to him because of the RNA drops breathing, he went, well, that's just totally whacked.
Poor Ed's going further back into the 20th century. He's going to be living in the 19th century in relation to you.
He just went outside to smoke a cigar and get away.
Well,
Dave is drinking a lot more. He's drinking a lot more this week.
Yeah,
that's Allison.
He's going to come push the chef pretty soon. He's going to say it's either my mind or your fucking mind. One of them's got to go.
It'll be his.
Yeah.
God, it's the funniest show in the fucking world, Bob. Man, there's nothing funnier than you. It's just hysterical.
Yeah, what's funny, you got the smartest guy on the planet fucking mixing up with dummies. That's where the fucking humor comes from.
Yeah, he's smarty pants.
Smarty, yeah. But did you say today was the funniest of the whole thing? Mark.
Yeah, because I don't know what.
I gave you here was an example. Was today the funniest thing or the whole thing, the whole stretch?
No, it's always been funny, Bob. It's exceeded
the whole stretch.
All right, that didn't answer my question. So I think you're saying that today was the funniest ever. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh, what are you saying?
I didn't say that.
I don't even know what you said. Let's start over again, Mark. What did you say? I'm interested in what you're saying.
You are the funniest person, even though
he's the first person to fucking say it. I'm getting somewhere. You know, this is my agenda since 1985. Wow, Mark gets the first guy to have the fucking guts to say, no, we have conclusions. Bob is the funniest person who ever lived. What? What was that?
That was probably me going, yeah.
Bob, you've been up for five days. You are a genius of funny. There's nobody that can attain your funny level unless they come up 5 days.
Yeah.
No,
right.
You're hysterical. But you're funny.
You know what, you guys? The 5 days is no longer a point. We are totally acting nutso, and Bob is holding fort.
Yeah,
we're all just going mental.
Yeah, you guys are going mental, and I'm holding it together with my sanity.
Yeah. You get that, Sarah? Sarah, we are totally going nuts.
Bob,
yeah.
Wait, what?
I'm laughing you guys into insanity.
So, Bob, do you think 35,000 years from now, Ion will be deciphering these recordings with another group of people that need to know what was going on and be between the lines of what's going on here to figure out how to get back to remember where they were?
Okay, who's the idiot who's breathing? Are you unaware that you're breathing? They stopped. They got caught.
I think it must be Mark. That must be me.
Is it you, Mark?
I guess it must be me.
Yeah, here's what people aren't aware of. We used to do it in the radio. they don't know the, they're not used to the idea their nose is right to the mic, and they don't know how the mic picks it up. And it's yeah. Once you know it, you keep the mic over the phone and that away, you know. But somebody here is naive about that, and it's probably you, Mark. You don't, you haven't been in record situations enough.
Yeah, no, I have been. I'm guilty. I'm an asshole. Anyway, 35,000 years, a good question. Does it make any difference?
Well, okay, so since it was fucked up, you're saying, do I think that 35,000 years, Ion would be analyzing this stuff? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, do you think Ion will have to be deciphering? We'll need to decipher what is being said here between...
Why would Ion have to do it?
Well, I don't know, because Ion is non-physical, and non-physical is always there.
Well, Ion lives in the moment. It just, it can decipher anything at any moment, at any point it's brought up. It doesn't, you know, go back looking. If no one ever brought up this ever again, it wouldn't bother Ion. But if you bring it up to him in 2,000 years, he'll be right on it right away. It'll become his now.
Of course. I'm saying, it was just like the Emerald Tablets. I mean, 35,000 years ago.
Right. Oh, okay, here's what I say. I think this is what Walter Bord said to me through James in the last week of May 2008. We're driving along after the memorial with James and Galena, where we talked to Walter for like 5 hours through James. Then we're driving home, and all of a sudden James says, and this would happen every now and then, Walter would say to him, he goes, Walter just said, Bob, that in 100 years they're going to be making cartoons and paintings about you.
Yeah.
So he said that. This is before Ion. I said, well, that's interesting. I knew personally that's entirely possible, since I knew it was probably one of the smartest people in fucking L.A. at least. So anyways, that was that. And then Ion comes forth, and then we can see. So now I see that Walter knew what he was talking about. And I think they'll be analyzing this, and they'll be listening and studying this stuff in 200 years. If we pull off all that we claim, we're going to be the most famous people that came out of the 20th century. We're going to be the Einsteins and Madame Curie, or the Raphael and Michelangelo. You know, in the long run, only a few people come from the era. And Zappa's going to be the musician, and he wasn't even allowed to be on the radio, just like us. In the moment, and William Irwin Thompson talks about this, the people in the late medieval period, early Renaissance, didn't know a Renaissance was forming. It's only a historical perspective. So the new is always a hidden area. So yeah, they'll be, I don't know about Ion analyzing, but people will be analyzing this stuff. I think so.
And by then they will understand no time, and they
right.
will realize
but
that
if we're
first.
Right about if Ion's right about chromosome 14 and all the science that we're saying, then all the scientists have to listen to this, because this is when it was first said.
Yep.
And then,
I think Ion is right.
What?
Ion is right.
Ion.
Ion is right about all this stuff. It's going because
right.
we are Ion.
The larger education is that you have human beings learning but having fun, and the whole range of human expression is going on. It's not a one-way classroom.
We are Ion through Bob.
Well,
what'd you say?
We are Ion through Bob.
We are Ion through Bob.
Somebody else said we are Ion. We are already
yeah,
Ion.
Because we're part of the medium. Of the contributions are the paint. We're each a little speck of paint. Bob doesn't mix with his hands because he doesn't hold things to mix.
Speak louder. You're saying, I hate when I can't hear what I'm into what you're saying, but you're not being loud enough.
Okay.
There were three statements.
I said yes, because we all contribute to the paint that Bob is using as a medium, or
the paint, P-A-I-N-T.
Mm-hmm, as a medium.
Yeah, yeah. This is theater.
The message.
It's interesting. The Evergreen said to me in 1985, you are, like I was saying, well, what am I doing with International Connection? Because you are a playwright. You're just beginning to develop your craft. And that was very accurate words, because by 20 years later,
yep.
I knew I was doing a new kind of theater.
Yep.
And this
you're writing endless and limitless movies within one movie.
Right.
And we're all in your movie.
And then we have Ion. We're
movies.
Inside Ion.
We are
we're
in
also...
all of your movies.
Yeah, and we brought consciousness.
No.
Bring in Ion. Don't go on about us and me. Bring in Ion. The structure of consciousness came into the middle of the movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, excuse me, but Bob's in my movie, and I don't want to be me.
Yeah.
Y'all are getting all jacked up on all this juju you've been smoking, and you're missing the point.
We're missing Judy's point, which she claims is the dominant point.
It is right now.
Yeah.
So I think, absolutely. Bob's in my theater, and Ion wants to be merged with my physical. That's the game here, and I'm supposed to be most impressed with myself, which I am. So that's
union awareness. I'm way behind. That's old school. I'm not trying to be impressed with anything. I'm just enjoying the exchange of energies.
Right. Well, I'm still impressed with being impressed. So I'm.
Yeah, you're just a teenager. You're still trying to establish your identity.
Who's the lady speaking?
Not really, but okay. But go ahead.
and someone said, who's speaking?
Who's the lady speaking?
That's Ginny.
Oh, Ginny.
She's the one.
Ginny Almighty. Ginny Almighty.
Yeah, Ginny Almighty, who's on with you.
Oh, my God, my ear hurt.
Well, let's go back. We should go back to what we were doing here. I got to get this stuff done. So we talked.
Ion's going to come in. Feels like it. We'll see. What time's Evan?
Another 5 hours, about, I think. 12 o'clock, midnight.
Oh, good grief.
Ian's got to do some relief.
No. Let's do this. This is interesting. I wanted to see your reaction, and it's interesting that you're hearing behind-the-scenes strategy talk at a key point when we are going to withdraw from tailgate. Right? And that caused a huge rebellion, frustration, fuck-up by the idiots. They thought that they owned Ion, and they organized meetings on ridiculous conference calls that, how can we take over, get rid of Bob, and have Ion be ours? Pretty nutty.
Well, it became contained. It became contained into some, silly meme of people thinking that they're going to make the next connection.
Well, they misinterpreted the freedom. The freedom of access was misinterpreted. They became what they beheld, and they got such free access on dupes and everything that they thought that Ion was now theirs.
Yeah.
And you see, the point is, Ion, it's not me starting. Ion is frustrated. That's how this begins.
Yep.
Ion's complaining.
And ends. Remember when Ion was frustrated and said, I'm fucking out of here. You guys get your power or, whatever.
Did you say and ends? And ends, you mean in no?
And, A-N-D-E-N-D-S. And then they came back. But remember when the Ion ends, they were like, you need to claim your power.
Yeah.
We cannot do it for you anymore.
Okay, so let's see where we go next. That was good. So that was up to 27:33. So now the next part is 27. It's about 23 or 4 more minutes. So this will be another interesting stretch. Okay? You okay with that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll set it up here.
Yes, sir, Bob.
Yes, we are Bob.
Yes, sir, Bob. I've been saying that for years.
That's right, long before you met me.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a new guy, Johan Suzan. Well, we can't deal with you. You're new. Just enjoy it, whoever you are. Susan Johan.
All participants are now muted.
That's down. It goes up. And here we go.
Rains out because it was the devil. Well, the devil is Lucifer is an angel. He was an angel before, and he still is before he was the devil. It doesn't say anywhere that he's the devil, but that turned into sucking energy and fellatio and all kinds of problems going on.
But see, that affects JW, but that is normal in blog life. People always get upset. Remember, if you thought of people getting sick because they're upset, no wonder there's an increase in disease the last 15 years because everybody's online, been communicating, getting irritated all the time. Yeah, the irritation.
So they've moved their lack of ease to a disease in their...
Chip body.
And so that means that if you're having disease, That's why you're having all the worms and the viruses and the the Trojans and all this stuff going on in your chip bodies.
Yeah.
Same reason your cat now can catch leukemia from watching you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Greg, he never can get a mega upload. So we wait till it goes out, it says it's sent, he can't receive it, then we get the bounce back, and then I send him the URL in the second phase. Then he gets it. And it's true that you get activated with interacting with ion, but also negative things. Your power to screw up your computer happens after you had a reading with ion, right? It tends to cause your disconnect.
No. It makes your own disconnection apparent.
Makes it visible, right? Yeah.
That's what it does. And that's why we say, they ask these questions, man, do you really want to know? Because once you know, you can't unknow.
Yeah, and they've been going around with ideas about themselves that totally upsets, and there's a period of dissonance as they acknowledge what they've heard from ION. Something like that. They're rattled, and the rattledness starts when they try to get a copy of the reading.
Mm-hmm.
But you had thought of that, Carol, that if you think there's more and more cancer now, it is because the irritation. I mean, people have to answer the email. They have to think about their email all day, day in, day out. That's most people worry naturally. Now they got an extra layer of worrying. No wonder everybody gets exhausted in Western societies, because it's just it's niggling at them.
Now, Ion, can you tell me why my website got a virus? And you know, it's just been going on now for weeks. Virus, Trojans, and everything. And I finally said to myself, well, maybe it's because I am talking about RNA, and RNA is a genetic driver of viruses, so maybe Ion's trying to point out to me how powerful RNA is.
Well, you got that already, and what does your website have to do with the RNA?
It's got a virus.
Well, great, but the having enlightenment regarding your position, shouldn't set the lack of ease on you.
Right, yeah. Right, so that was my faulty reasoning about why my website was being attacked. So can you help me understand why is my
website? Okay, it was not being attacked. It's been allowed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why was I allowing it?
Okay. The simplest or the fastest path to your joy is to basically have a contingent flow of information and access to your work. You've just now been spending a great deal of energy on your work.
Mm-hmm.
With the future health now and getting all that streamlined and getting that all together, polishing it up for company,
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff. Okay, great. Well, that attention now has made any hole more obvious and apparent to you,
mm-hmm.
because in your medical world, you're getting insight. Now, you don't have it all yet, but you've got enough to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough of wordy words that you're like, holy crap, there's something here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rather than rub the snake oil on you and, go dip in the pond and all will be well.
Yeah.
There's more to it. And when that more to it starts showing up, it got your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, attention is just that.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, attention and the completion thereof, and if it's an insight, an insight.
Mm-hmm.
Now that means that is it just insight, or does it mean that it is in sight?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore then could be insightful.
Mm-hmm.
Insight means to cause a riot.
Mm-hmm.
You're using insight and it has all these different meanings. Anyone in any given space can be activated.
Mm-hmm.
So you had holes in your, now we'll tell you, you had holes in your website.
Mm-hmm.
You had places. You had holes in your website. You had places that you have to clean up. Otherwise, if you grew to any more significant numbers, it would crash the server.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it was time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What are the holes?
This weak point.
In the structure of the server?
Yeah.
The content.
Content is weak.
Are you waiting to get it? If your system is strong, when do you get a virus, Carolyn?
In the content, in the words that I'm using?
Yeah.
So there's a few false premises in her content.
A bit. But that's not the big. That's not the deal breaker. That's just an example of your system is weak. You catch a virus.
All right. So it does reflect on Carol's false premises.
But they're not really false premises. They just some are holy.
They're false compared to the new perspective she's getting.
Perfect. That's okay. That we like that. Or being overlaid with new ideologies. Ideologies that are as verifiable as the old ideologies that have done well up until now. But you don't catch a virus if you're not exposed or if your system is strong. Lots of people are exposed to things that they don't catch. No worms, no virus, no candida eruption or any of that. But when they do, the system, if their system has a breach, then that's what you look at. So if you got a, if you have a situation where your whose website, your website is laced with these viruses, if it was the body that was laced with viruses, what would you do?
Shoot it.
Good.
Very yeah, good. But see, you know, that is the crux and the, you know, at this point, the impossibility for me, because there's not enough that I, about ION that I want to be sane, to take over all the other stuff. You know, I can't go out and say, drink sewage.
Right, nor should you.
Well, that's what this is implying.
No, it isn't.
I'm not saying...
It's not implying anything. You ask what was going on with the virus, and we told you. It was no inference. There's no inference necessary. It was if there are holes, if there is a weak spot... It's not about our words. Our words aren't significant. You're marvelous at this. If there are holes in your site, that's where viruses and worms will attack. So look at your content. If there's anything that you would want to clean up or make more clear, then focus on that, and then the worms will go away.
Well, there's a lot of content, and most of it does not have the ION philosophy.
That's okay.
Well,
That's perfectly fine. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is, as this overlays and comes into a place, you have specific ideas with the AMA, obviously, and those were developed not immediately. Took a stance for you to calculate that, and so now you have a new feeling place regarding the AMA.
Well, I don't push against it as much.
Nor do we. Mm-hmm. Nor do we. But at the same time, if new information comes on the scene, you embrace that information, not from what's wrong with them, but what's right with this.
Mm-hmm.
So, and therefore, if that's the case, and that's been now made clear for you in your now, then the same thing is true in you looking at your site, which you asked about, which was viral.
Right.
So if that's the case, if you have new knowledge, then slowly, gradually embrace that new conceptual knowledge. Now, that's the parts that you embrace. If we say something else that you don't embrace, that's all right. You don't push against us either. But you don't also don't have a private consultation with someone and says, oh, I have a new insight, drink raw sewage.
Mm. No.
You see? All right, but that's okay. But you might be able to cheekily add that to a standpoint if it makes them think different about how they're doing, then it can be like a funny ha-ha, well, okay, got it. See? Don't worry about that. We'll tell them how to prepare their sewage in the Cuisinart.